This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So I've just blown a bit that I should have kept going for much longer. As on Friday, Eric left his X account, formerly known as Twitter, up. It's always going to be Twitter to us. And I put in there on a tweet that, I mean, just paraphrasing, I can't remember exactly what Eric wrote in the tweet, but it was something like he's finally realized that he's a schmuck when it comes to the first round running back take.
Oh,
and
he really wants
the Cowboys to take Ashton Jeanty. So I saw it. It's like, finally, my guy is coming around, right? He has seen the running back renaissance. He realizes the error in his ways. And it's beautiful. So he was just asking us, like, who in the world was it that tweeted this? He asked Brian. Brian said, I got a fear of being hacked. I would never do this. I was playing into the whole bit. I don't know who did it. And then I came and I admitted, okay, it was me. All right. I actually did this. But
it was you.
I should have let this bit go on the entire show, because then you would have been questioning Fred and Blake during crosstalk later, which I think you should still do. And maybe you can somehow convince them. And Blake might be the best one to do this, that it was actually him that put out the tweet in the first place.
It was a heinous hack job. It's disgusting, and I won't stand for it. I had to notify all my followers that they were being ball sacked on behalf of my own account.
What'd you say?
Something about Ashton Jeanty being the man of my dreams, and I want him to wear a star. And if the Cowboys had the number one overall pick, my only
dream.
That
seems like a quality tweet right there.
like, please take
Very
Ashton
Very quality
Jeanty.
Treat. I like what you're doing there.
Oh, and that's why.
I'm glad you came around.
It's about time.
Context clues, you start dot connecting, and my two Jeanty friends are Broadus and Walchuk. So I was like, it has to be one of these two guys, but Broadus probably not. With the ingenuity to actually do the hack job, to execute the hack job. But Walchuk, with those andouille sausage fingers, when those things get humming on a keyboard, man, they're liable to do just about anything. Mm. Even something as disgusting as what you did, talking about me putting my name on Jeanty to the Cowboys at 12.
You like Jeanty, and you'd be all for the Cowboys taking him at 12. You even said it on your own account.
You did. I can't believe you.
That's out there, man.
It's nice that you tweeted that out there.
People don't forget. I appreciate you.
I didn't delete it either, because I'm about transparency.
You are about transparency.
I do like that. But no, I was surprised you didn't ask me about that on Saturday when we routed Hurtado.
I forgot. I meant to, but we were soaked up in all the barbecue Hurtado fun, Love of the Star fun, Tolo Fellowship fun, that I couldn't even bring myself to get emotional in that moment.
Did anybody have any more of an ordeal getting to someplace than you?
Dude, there was just
why is everything just like so difficult for you to get to?
Man, you know, I'll push things to the limit. We got to be there at 11. I'll see you at 11. And it might be 11:02, but it's still basically 11.
It's the polar opposite.
You said I'm 6 minutes out. You were like 36 minutes out.
Well, that was my Uber. I blame her. But
that's good.
Driving on the highway,
sure,
here.
Do that?
Saturday, everything's golden, no issues. And then all of a sudden, immediate stoppage, because I pulled up 30 seconds after a car basically just exploded on itself in the middle of the highway. Ooh. So then there's every Irving police car you've ever seen coming to save the situation. but blocking all the...
Could you have done any saving, or did you just drive by thinking you had to get to Hurtado Barbecue?
I was kind of... Those tacos, man. I was kind of in a daze.
You were like, hey, please pull over. We need to help these folks.
As it's just bouncing on fire patch.
Somebody could use help. There's a life in danger.
Wow, imagine what Hurtado himself could do with that fire and smoke.
Here comes Eric Chiafalo, the Baywatch run, trying to save the car in flames.
No, I was not in hero mode at that moment.
There's no way he drove right by it. Like, yeah, of course. Maybe another time. Sorry.
Hey, don't look. Foot on the gas, please. Yeah, I got somewhere to be. Brian's got a headset on 15 minutes before we're even supposed to record, and he's staring at us like, why the hell? We're here for 3 hours. It's a 45-minute podcast, but Brian needs to go now.
Brodus has takes, dude. Get the microphone in front of his mouth.
Hey, all I know is Wolchuk, like, we're getting ready to hit the sounder. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Hey, do you mind if I feed my baby some brisket?
It's your first brisket ever.
It's a seminal moment. I'm looking over her beautiful little face, and she's looking at me saying, Daddy, can I try some brisket?
My man's opening the show, literally getting ready to hit the sounder. And he's like, you think she would like the brisket, the fatty, or the lean?
She tore that bark up, dude.
She loved it.
Respect to her. She knows where the flavor's at.
She did. Shout out to Brandon Hurtado, the first ever brisket that my wonderful daughter got to try. And she loved it. Everybody out there, Tolo D.
Yeah.
Josh, Jason, of course, our guy Vin was out there.
Big Vinny.
Man, it was a who's who, and it was a great party to open up Hurtado.
They got a nice place out there.
It's a beautiful location there, right downtown by the Farmer's Market here. We were there on Saturday recording Love of the Star. Thank you to everybody that came on out. Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo, Brian brought us. We got Lucius. We got Carter. Gavin hopefully bringing home some hardware tomorrow when he rejoins the show as he's coming back from San Diego. Big soccer tournament over the weekend. So how do we think he did, guys? Do we think that they actually won, or do you think that they got bounced
early? I didn't see any social media posts.
I saw some Home Depot backlash still.
I was nervous about it, so I shot him the, hey, give him hell, we'll be pulling for you text. And I feel like that probably shot him into the confidence stratosphere of like, okay, this is our time. We're going to go to San Diego, and we're going to tear this thing up.
I kind of felt like, though, if he would have posted a couple of things that maybe better results.
Yeah,
do you think
dub picks?
Yeah, some like standing there, like shaking hands with the trophy or
Does he usually post pictures of victories?
I think a victory pick when it's a big tournament like this.
He kind of shows a picture of the team and kind of gives it the, hey, we did a great job today. And I don't
you
know.
Didn't see, okay, it, they got I didn't their, see guys. They got their ass kicked. We probably shouldn't ask.
You'll probably get like a best effort, like awesome effort kind of post coming up about the team.
I think Dawson's pretty honest about that. He'll say, we had six girls that didn't play with her damn.
Oh, he's really
honest about the assessment.
If he's really quiet, I'll just give him some time, and then he'll be like, tough loss Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. If you give him enough space.
Our goalie, God, we just need to get a good new goalie. Bless her heart.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
Except he doesn't say bless your heart. No. He's using four-letter words.
Do you guys think Lucius has tried the alcohol ice cream yet?
Dude, if you have in L.A., you should. Because I think we all crushed ours.
I did. Heggie was
I've
asking
got like two bites
Why
left.
Was Heggie asking me questions because while I'm eating ice cream?
He was in the middle of creating a brand new segment called Ice Cold Takes, featuring Brian Broaddus with a scoop of ice cream in his mouth, talking
literally,
sports.
Literally had a big scoop of ice cream in the mouth there, and he just like looked right at me, and I had to stop.
It made me think like we were on a pregame show. Anytime they bring over dessert, I feel like Brian's also, Eric, you got to handle the rest of this interview. Brian's just crushing this ice cream sundae right now.
That's the way it goes. I'm going to be a good teammate there. Lucius, have you spooned that ice cream yet?
No, not yet, no. But I did get the peach, like, crown.
Yeah, there you version. Go.
And
you
that's got, what brought us
you
just
got the right
crush.
One. You got the right one, Lucius. You absolutely got the right one.
Yeah, it's in the freezer right now.
Yeah.
Mr. Sugar
it
Rush.
It might not be there if you check again. It might not.
Yeah, this is some serious dominant ice cream.
Yeah.
21 and older.
Oh, crap. Yeah, that Bailey's Irish was absolutely delicious.
Okay, that Bailey's Irish that Wolchuk just hammered home in really record time.
Thank you.
Not faster than me.
Tastes like the, if you've ever had the cappuccino chunky chocolate ice cream from Brahms. That's basically what that reminds me of.
Is it a coffee taste?
Yeah.
Because I've never had coffee
with
before.
A hint of like Bailey's Irish cream.
Oh, okay.
It's absolutely phenomenal.
Really 10 out of 10 stuff.
Absolutely phenomenal.
I was thinking there, Bailey's Irish cream. My brother one time at a restaurant. Didn't you get drinks poured on you the other day?
Yeah.
Dumped in New Orleans.
But you know how much I like a red wine bath from time to time. So it was actually
because I was thinking my brother got Bailey's spilled all over him one time. And it was kind of, it was coffee.
And then you were like wringing out his shirt into your mouth.
No. But I was thinking about when you said Bailey's Irish cream, and then I thought, oh, wait a minute.
My brother got that Irish cream.
Chiafalo got a bunch of drinks. But you never describe how that happened, by the way.
Just a lady with a big tray of drinks.
Was it a trip?
Yeah, she just kind of leaned forward a little too much when we were in New Orleans, and then...
So was she walking and then spilled it?
She was coming up right to the table. She was literally in handing out drink mode,
so
but the tray
Sean
got away
was
from
the
her.
One drinking the wine, right?
Of course he was.
Oh, jeez.
And he was going to follow it up with an espresso martini and then a couple of beers.
It's amazing how he's able to do that.
Then I'll have a Stella.
And then a vodka on the rocks.
And a vodka. And delicious. Then a kamikaze shot after that, please.
Absolutely delicious. All right, it does look like Canada is just beating the crap out of Finland right now, 4-0. So they're going to punch their ticket, most likely, barring a third period meltdown, for a rematch with Team USA. We do have Jake Oettinger. He's going to be between the pipes tonight for the USA team as they get ready to take on Sweden. We will probably not get Matthew Tkachuk. Now, Tkachuk,
I think he's out, upper body injury.
Yeah, and it is. I mean, he came out.
He's resting his fist.
You saw him try to give it a go in the third period, and then he skated off and didn't play the rest of the game. So according to his brother, Brady Tkachuk, Matthew will be ready for Thursday's title game.
Damn right he will.
Which the U.S. is most likely going to be playing against Canada. There was no way he was going to miss that game anyway. But gosh, Saturday night was incredible. 4.4 million viewers for the USA versus Canada. 3 fights in 9 seconds to open that baby up. And it is an exhibition. It's like,
I know, that's what I'm saying. This is great. They are taking runs at each other behind the net. I love this.
It's beautiful because it's the first time since really 2014 that you've gotten these guys able to face off against each other in an international competition event. And we're going to finally get this back in the Olympics, the Winter Olympics, this next go-around next year. So I'm looking forward to it. It really is a tune-up for the Olympics. But to go into the Bell Center in Montreal there, quiet that crowd. They were undefeated in games that Sidney Crosby had played for Team Canada. I think they'd won 24 straight, so they lose that match on Saturday night. But it was incredible. I mean, the high tempo, Canada gets up 1-0. I mean, that line that they've got, the speed with McDavid, McKinnon, Crosby, it's unbelievable.
When they went extra attacker at the end, yes. I was like, oh no, here we go.
You're just
hang on.
Hold on to your breath, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, but Hellebuck, who is struggling in the postseason, the Stanley Cup playoffs, he was fantastic the other night. So Gensel was brilliant. He ends up being the number one star. You can't say enough about McAvoy and the defense there for Team USA. Looking forward to the rematch on Thursday, but we do get some more Team USA hockey. We'll see how Jake Oettinger does later tonight as those guys will match up. And we'll keep you monitored on what's going on. Third period underway, Canada up 4-0. On the Finns, a lot of stars playing. Hey, Granlund got the game-winning goal the other night for Finland.
Yeah, overtime.
Over Sweden. So so you'll take that. The Stars representation's been really strong. Harley got a lot of good minutes for Team Canada the other night on defense. But, hey, what'd you guys think about the weekend? Like, I was dual screening. I had the dunk contest on, three-point contest on.
Yeah, because you got the triple box, right?
Yeah, so luckily, I was fortunate to be able to have, hey, I got Team USA, Team Canada on a screen. I got what's going on with the All-Star Skills Saturday night, and then wifey's got whatever she wants on the TV. So I had everything. All my bases were covered.
Wow. Okay, that's pretty amazing. So you have the three TV set up to where you could be watching two sports at one time.
Yes,
I do have some man cave envy. Yeah. Of course I do.
Bring back that 1987 television you had.
And then your wife sits there with you while you watch two screens worth of sports, and she watches. Who gets the sound? Like that's,
usually, so I was able to get. She got into Team USA.
You know who gets the sound.
She got into USA Canada.
That, yeah.
So I was able to get the sound on that for the most part. Then when we pulled away in the third period, I switched the sound over to what she wanted.
Wow, look at you. Selfless as ever.
Wait a minute.
The woolly bully.
You turned the sound after the empty netter is what you did.
It's Valentine's Day weekend. My man's getting romantic.
So he watched basically all the game but the last minute 38.
Pretty much.
Hey, okay, it was all really about those first 9 seconds.
It really was.
Are you kidding me?
Really was. It was incredible. But overall, I thought it was a good weekend. I mean, the Valentine's night went well. You know, the Indian food went over to Grape, Ryan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
How'd the car payment go?
Oh,
solid?
Yeah, we're paid up. We're ready to roll.
Eric, what'd you end up pulling off for Valentine's Day? Or did you forget about it?
What did? Oh, yeah. No, I haven't. The thing I ordered hasn't come in yet. But I got this. I saw it's because.
Oh, imagine you waited till 11 o'clock to show up.
You ordered on Friday?
No.
Yeah. No, ordered it. Yeah, absolutely. The last time you could order anything.
I ordered it after the Sporanic situation in New Orleans.
Okay.
In my hotel bed.
Smart.
Mm. But I did it from Instagram.
Hey,
So how much more did you pay than you wanted to pay?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't any more. I just usually I do the Tiff Streets delivery day.
Did you have him skip the toll road to get to your house?
Yeah, I was. I expedited the shipping because I knew it was going to take forever.
No, you didn't.
Still not here yet.
You did not.
But I got this beautiful, what is supposed to be a beautiful blanket that has a picture of me and my wife on there, and then it's got all these nice love words and stuff.
And then she smothers you with it.
I love it.
Hey, did you guys hear this morning that Choppy, what he did, how he got flowers? Did you hear that? We're going to play audio for that today?
I don't know. Maybe Lucius has it for G-Bag of the day. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But
I'll wait on that. I'm sorry. I'll wait on that.
I'd never heard of this move.
I didn't know.
You have no idea.
He took flowers from the funeral.
His dad's funeral.
Regifted. Now, I will say those are gorgeous flowers, typically.
They're beautiful flowers.
They're death flowers.
And no one would know if you didn't say anything, but he did tell everybody. He told the entire world.
Well,
is that something you keep it to yourself?
His girlfriend, his fiance, was at the funeral. I mean, she's going to take she surveyed the room. She obviously
was soaking
in.
Do you think she picked the ones she wanted?
Yeah, like, hey, honey, just tell me which ones you want me to grab. I'll go pick them for you.
Is that strange? Is that a strange thing, what he just did?
It's resourceful. How many people, listen, very few people are, I mean, I think if it was somebody that he wasn't related to his wedding and he was just showing up as somebody funeral.
Yeah.
If he was showing up to this as just a guest and he was taking flowers, maybe that's more of a no-no, but this is his dad's funeral. So I think he has every right to
your
everything
flowers
in there.
Yeah, 100%. If you wanted to take all the flowers, you could have taken all the flowers.
Gifting him to his fiance?
Ultimately, he's the most resourceful man in the business. And if we had that same opportunity, you're going to tell me that you wouldn't capitalize on that same opportunity?
No.
A Valentine's Day funeral situation that you can't go kind of two birds, one stone?
People like ordered those flowers out of respect to your dad. And now you're taking their respect to your dad.
I think this might be a new trend. You stop off on the way home from work and you check out the funeral homes and see, do they have any loose flowers? And then boom, I'm pocketing those. Honey, I'm home.
We have a Tolo that listens to us. It's a flower. Who got the Eric?
We have
got
a flower that's a Tolo?
No. Weren't we at the spa place? And you got a big old...
Oh, yes. 1-800-FLOWERS. I mean, we've had Kroger deliveries from Big Tolos that run Kroger's in the Metroplex deliveries that have brought us a bunch of stuff.
Thumb flowers.
We were at... It might have been the Straw Dog Day. We were at the spa, the Leisure
Southern
Spa.
Leisure.
Southern
Leisure.
I'll never forget that.
And a Tolo dropped by, and he's a flower delivery guy.
1-800.
And brought you some. And the rest of us were kind of like looking at each other like, well, what's the deal?
We got a crush on Eric. I can't blame him.
Yeah, and then I regifted those flowers he gave to me to my wife.
Which is exactly what you should do.
I thought he brought them for your wife, so that's a legit deal.
It was a legit transaction.
This isn't like you poaching something from a funeral.
No, not at all. This was much more above board.
Okay, 214 said my daughter's on Gavin's team, and they've been getting spanked. Also said his daughter was the keeper, so if he's been talking bleep about her, he's going to bleep his world up. He didn't. He wasn't the goalie. He hasn't said anything about any players.
Let me tell you this.
Walchuk got a little too creative with that particular.
Dawson, but thank you for the update. They've been getting their buns whooped.
I will say this. Dawson is very critical of his coaching.
He is.
It's not so much the young ladies. He's like, man, I've just got to reach him. I got to do better. It's always his fault. A lot of times he admits it's his fault.
It usually is. Okay. G-Bag Nation, we're just getting off the ground here. We got G-Bag of the Day coming up at 2:30. Best of the weekend at the bottom of the hour. But is this the best Super Bowl champ since 2000? Mm. Which teams would you take over said team? That's next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase.
Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Monday, ladies and gentlemen. G-Bag of the Day coming up here at 2:30. Walchuk's got some NFL stuff for us here. 877-881-1053. Segment here in the nation brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Also brought to you by Frankel and Frankel. If you have been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first. 214-333-3333 with Frankel and Frankel. There is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Walchuk?
All right, how about this from Albert Breer? He had his Monday morning quarterback article, and he said there's been enough noise on Micah Parsons' relationship inside the Cowboys building over the last year to put anyone's radar up for a trade. Parsons potentially commanding $40 million per year on a second contract, if you're willing to pay that, plus high-end picks for a uniquely talented defensive star, I'd give Dallas a call. So I don't know. We had last week, who was it? Tom Pelissero, Ian Rappaport of NFL Network. Now you've got Albert Breer, who we were able to catch up with at Radio Row. And this is not something that's new to us by any
not
means. We had heard this isn't a last year thing. In fact, last year was probably his best year.
Okay, this is probably now, from where I was hearing it from, it had nothing to do with the Joneses. Okay? And then so now maybe the Joneses are on cue or on point of, you know, the situation. Now that's where we're starting to hear these new reports, because there were several throughout the organization that were like thinking that they might need to do something different here when it came to Micah Parsons. And so maybe the Joneses have now joined the discussions, and that's why you're starting to hear new information from it.
Yeah, because, I mean, it does start to make you think, maybe there's some legs here when you have more and more trusted reporters. But it's certainly not.
No.
The information of, like, some of the buzz coming from the Cowboys building, that's not new information to us. That's why for the last 2 years
we have
been talking about
it. And you're absolutely right. But this is starting to get.
Seems a little, maybe there's something there now.
Well, not.
I think the decision making people.
I think the decision making people have had discussions with the people that we talk to.
Something to monitor moving forward. Now, I saw today during prep, CBS Sports ranked every Super Bowl champ since 2000. Okay, so
that 96 Packer team
should
be number
team?
One.
Well, this is just since 2000, so your 96 Packer team was pre 2000.
Sorry, I appreciate that, man.
But yes, otherwise you guys would be number one.
We are number one.
One's D, really, behind the 92 Cowboys, those, the 93 Cowboys, and the 95 Cowboys.
All those Cowboy teams just mauled us.
They would have kicked your buns again if you had played them in the championship game. Thankfully, the Carolina Panthers saved your ass.
How about that expansion team beating up on your Cowboys that day?
Gosh, annoying. So annoying.
Don't remind me.
Kevin Green, are you kidding me? Old Pittsburgh Steeler getting revenge from the year before in the Super Bowl. But they had, okay, here was your top 10 best Super Bowl champs since 2000. They gave the Packers of 2010 at 10, the 2009 Saints. Then it was.
That was a good offensive team.
Really good. I mean, Breeze.
And a turnover machine.
I was about to say that defense.
That defense.
Tracy Porter's game clinching pick six. You remember that?
Very opportunistic.
2008 Steelers, which was the year they beat the Cardinals in the Super Bowl. And that was a really well rounded team. Number one defense in football. They could run it with Willie Parker. And then you had Ben, who was actually really, really good then as well, with Santonio Holmes.
Palomalu floating around the secondary. Absolutely. Is just stuff of
James
of
Harrison.
Legends.
2004 Patriots, which was the end of their dynasty, 3 out of 4 in their first go-round. They beat the Eagles 24-21. The 06 Colts, 2020 Bucks at 5. 2013 Seahawks when they beat the crud out of the Broncos 43-8. Defense was really in their prime. And the offensively with Marshawn Lynch, they were studly. 2016 Patriots, that was the comeback team, 28-3 down from the Falcons. The 2019 Chiefs, that was their first championship with Tyreek Hill at 2. But number one, the 2024 Philadelphia Eagles. Do you think any of these other Super Bowl teams would have beaten the 2024 Eagles? Because I think maybe the most well-rounded was that 2020 Bucks team.
I think with the way that the Eagles pass rush looked, it's like would the Eagles front four have been able to do that against most offensive lines? Or was that just uniquely because the Chiefs were kind of hanging on by a thread with their best lineman as a guard, but he's playing left tackle?
Yeah.
It's hard to say that would just be a copy and paste defensive performance.
They didn't dominate.
Kansas City did nothing to make it hard on Vic Fangio in that defense.
Right. Like,
give me the teams that were would make it hard on that defense that could block, you know, like the quarterback. I mean, the quarterback play was unfortunate for Kansas City. The quarterback play was affected because the offensive line was so bad. Because
that 2020 Bucks team really did the same thing to them in the Super Bowl defensively.
Yeah.
And then you had Brady quarterbacking it.
Yeah.
Plus Gronk, plus Antonio Brown that year, plus Mike Evans, plus Chris Godwin.
Well, and you know Brady would never lose in a Super Bowl to the Eagles, especially to just a below average kind of quarterback.
Man, maybe Brady is the, you know, that's the magic. That's the magic sauce right there. I mean, I thought it was interesting that 2019 Chiefs, their first Super Bowl team, was the highest ranked of the bunch because of Tyreek Hill listed here.
But any one of those New England teams do anything for you?
Like that 04 Patriots team, defensively, you know they would have found a way to make it difficult.
Yeah.
More difficult on Jalen Hurts and that offense.
Yeah.
The 04 team, though, that was Corey Dillon running the football.
Yeah.
I think Troy Brown was probably their top receiver. I think David Patton caught a touchdown that game. That 06 Colts team, once you got Bob Sanders back, like Bob Sanders by himself might have stopped Barkley.
He was
a savage freak in nature.
And that was one of the more interesting things about this Super Bowl and a game that lacked a lot of interesting things was just that like the big thing was you got to contain Barkley. You got to contain Barkley. And they were able to do that.
No, they did. That's what I'm saying. I was wondering if it was how do you attack Vic Fangio? That's how I think you win the Super Bowl.
I mean, that was probably the easiest game for a defensive coordinator.
No,
like whenever you're able to just win with four guys, my day at the office, this is a breeze for me.
He played cover two zone. He played cover two with man underneath. I mean, the things he had to go through. Now, hey, give Kellen Moore some credit. He called a heck of a game. They did some good things, but I think it's Philadelphia's defense that won that game.
Did you guys hear the sound of Gail Benson botching the Kellen Moore intro?
Yeah. We played it on Friday. It was amazing.
Ellen.
That was
Kellen
wonderful.
Moore.
Yeah, that was great. All right, it's time to go into the Pimp Cup with Lucius Alexander for a Monday edition of G-Bag of the Day.
Here we go. All right, so our winner from Friday needs to get the hell on out of here. Now, I only played this just like for a goof, you know what I'm saying? A filler, because people said I was too scared to play it, so I played it. I was talking about the time that my brother used to bully me a lot when I was younger. This is day two for this piece of audio that I do not want to play, Eric. I promise you, dog.
I'm slim.
God bless that boy. God bless him. Yeah. My brother used to sit on my face, Pause. God, God, dog it.
What'd you say? What'd you say?
With the pillow.
Right. With the pillow, just with to clarify.
Yeah, structured that awful. Should have said that at first.
Welcome to my world.
That's one of my favorite shocking revelations in the history of
jeez, bro.
It needs to be a five-timer if it's up to me.
I got Tolo sending me clips of little brothers getting beat up by their big brothers. It was like this?
Like this?
Like this, dog?
But like you clarified later for just more context. Like you said, most of the time he was wearing his clothes when he did it.
That's right.
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
Rashiki. It's a finishing move by his. Yeah. Yeah, take it off my belt, bro. Here it comes. I got this DoorDash that read a nice little Valentine's Day message. On Friday, on Valentine's Day.
I'm supposed to hand these to you.
What?
And I'm supposed to read, roses are red, your ass is sweet. I can't wait to clap those cheeks. Love, Big Daddy.
Oh, so sorry you just had to say that.
Well, that's fine. I don't mind it. And then he got a chocolate cake for you, too.
Oh, my God.
Are you surprised?
I'm so surprised.
I'm so surprised.
I like what she said. That ass!
Roses are red. Your ass is sweet.
Their ass! Sounds like, Thelma. Thelma and Louise. Is her name Louise? Is Thelma and somebody?
Thelma and Louise.
Thelma and Louise, yeah.
I think that's a movie.
It is a movie. They drove over the cliff.
Yeah,
right?
But I'm talking about the Simpsons.
The
sister in law.
The sisters.
Yeah. Ass!
Roses are red, your ass is sweet.
Your ass. That
sounds
ass.
Sounds like a PE teacher. Your ass. All right, let's go to Fox 29 in Philly. And how much time I got? I'll do a church one. Get out the way. And do a church one right here. Yesterday was your church day. I pray you got your blessing. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes. This pastor right here was talking about resurrection because the season is upon us.
It's upon us.
He had been buried before the Sabbath began. And according to chronologically, he had died a little after 3 o'clock.
I'm still confused.
Yeah, he lost it.
According to chronologically.
And according to chronologically.
It's an app.
Are you paying attention, brother?
Just power.
Chronologically, I said. So you're not paying attention.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that is fantastic. That word has thrown me through a loop before.
Yeah, I get it.
You can really short circuit on a word like that, especially when you're trying to figure out the tense that you're using and you're really caught up and you're lost.
And according to chronologically, he had died.
Abdiba. All right, what else we got? Okay, yeah. Fox 29, Philly. The Eagles had their parade. And the local media out there, Fox 29 was covering. By the way, Fox 29 has had a run during this Super Bowl situation. Their morning show was out there scooping up chicks. Yeah, that dude in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. I'm so glad that he made it back to Philly safely. Mm. I'm so glad he made it back. But yeah, they were covering the Phillies parade, and there was a whole lot of FCC violations.
A lot. Yeah, they have to keep apologizing, right?
And they kept apologizing, bro.
So sorry.
But one thing you can get right, I'm a champion.
And we apologize. Of course, we were on live TV, and around there, we apologize for the profanity.
You guys are resilient, and you guys know how to fight.
And we apologize again for Saquon Barkley's profanity. Again, live TV.
This city overcomes.
Yeah.
And we apologize again for the profanity. And we apologize once more for the profanity.
I can't tell you how much we appreciate you guys every f***ing game.
And we apologize for the profanity. Back to Landon Dickerson. Another one there. Landon. Sorry about that.
We've gone through some
Yeah.
He's gone through some stuff. We're sorry about that.
I didn't ever want to feel that shit again.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Landon Dickerson talking about the loss. It's live TV. The emotion is there. Back to Landon.
I just got one last thing to say.
Here we go.
Go.
Ah, we cut that one off. But if you heard any of that, we apologize. Go Birds is what he said.
Yeah, that's what he said. At some point, did you just stop throwing it back to Landon Dickerson?
Yeah.
Landon Dickerson, here he is. Landon?
It was all of them, though. I mean, when you look at the video, it's
one of
every
them.
Single player has an FCC violation ready.
Just rock with it, man.
My man said, this city has been through some S.
This city overcomes
They eat it, and they power through.
They overcome.
You overcome. This city overcomes S. That's hilarious.
That's greatness, goodness. Dude.
That's hilarious. All right, last one, bro. I see we're up against it. This is just a little extra church clip. I played one of these before. Guitar player in the church band struggling to find his note. The guitar was out of tune. This guy was out of tune.
That's going to stick with him and haunt him all week. And he'll be chomping at the bit to get to next Sunday to clean that thing up. Short-term mentality when you have a disaster like that. All right, is it the extra church clip there? Is it Fox 29, the Eagles leading the league in FCC violations? Is it the first church clip, according to Chronologiki? Is it the very, very romantic Valentine's Day card?
Yeah, Patty and Selma. your ass.
Oh, Selly.
Oh, yeah.
Or is it our one-time champ looking for two? LA's shocking revelation involving an all-time finisher move with his brother. This is difficult. You actually put, I mean, respect to you, Lucius. You're trying to knock yourself off the champ spot.
He
and you
did.
Threw some really good,
put some good contenders
nominees
on there.
Out there, but none better than the one time. I haven't gotten a chance to vote for it. I mean, who would I be if I didn't? So that's my vote, Lucius. What say you?
Fox 29 in Philly.
All right. FCC Fox 29, Bully.
Oh, man. I think I'm going to join Lucius here, and I'm going to vote for the Philadelphia Fox people.
Okay. Fox 29, 2-1, Broadus.
I'll tell you what, man. I'm going to vote for the clap cheeks.
Yeah. Surprise, surprise. Here come the cheeks clapping.
Oh, okay.
So is that a vote for L.A. and his brother, or I'm sorry?
That's the second one we played.
Okay.
Sitting on the face.
All right, there it is. By a score of 2-1-1, your new G-Bag of the Day champion. It is Fox 29, Filthy Parade, FCC violations galore. And now we head to Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Brought us where we headed.
Yeah, let's talk about some. Are you way ahead?
I don't think we're doing Krusty's Corner here. This is the best of the weekend, isn't it? We've moved Krusty's Corner to 3:40 about a year ago.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. It's okay. It happens to the best.
Actually, I got a run sheet here. It said, so I was ready.
I even printed it all
off. I handed
it
to you. At 3:40, come back. We'll talk about some NFL draft. We'll try and get Eric on page.
They're all half buzzed.
Okay, best of the weekend.
No more ice cream for you, bro.
I've reached the mountaintop. I got to be open and honest about this, and it's next.
Perfect. Thank you, Lucius. LA Live, of course, coming up at 5:40. We'll do NFL News of the Day. Zig Vercassi, Sirius Sports, joins us at 3:20. The Finland Stars just had a massive push against Canada. They cut this thing to 4-3. Esa Lindell scored with 13:19 to go in the third period. Granlund then pumped in back-to-back goals, 23 seconds apart for Finland to make it 4-3. But then Sidney Crosby with an empty netter just made it 5-3 Canada. So he'll seal the victory. But boy, Finland with a crazy push. Yeah. All three of those goals, two for Dallas Star Mikael Granlund, one for Dallas Star Esa Lindell, as they tried to make a push. But here's Eric for best of the weekend.
Yes, sir. 877-881-1053. If you could have a signature menu item at a restaurant somewhere, what would be your entree of choice to be sort of in your honor? I unlocked a personal achievement that I'm really, really thrilled about. But we can't talk about the weekend without starting Saturday, Hurtado Barbecue in Dallas, live Love of the Star podcast, which is, of course, an Odyssey podcast. And, well, Chuck, believe it or not, you can find it wherever you get your podcast.
Wherever you get the podcast.
I got to be in the mix. I was literally sandwiched between Broadus and Walchuk, surrounded by Tolos and barbecue, while we went through a Cowboys mock draft on the simulator.
It's amazing.
And I'll tell you what, just getting that war room experience between you two draft gentlemen, gosh dang it, dude, I've been riding a high ever since. That was quite an experience for me. We ended up with Ibuka, got a couple extra picks. We solved defensive tackle, offensive line, right? I mean, we really ran the gambit. It was a fantastic experience. So thanks to everybody that came out to Hurtado.
Yeah. I think you just, some of these mock drafts, it'd be real simple just to say, you know, pick Ashton Jeanty and move on with your day. But I think some of these things you have to be able to, you know, kind of walk through some other possibilities. You know, and that's what I appreciate about the way we're kind of focusing these on these, some of these mock drafts. Yeah, okay, pick Jeanty, here we go, and you know.
Yeah, well, we could have done that, but yeah, I thought it was fun. I want to see what happens if we didn't.
I'm interested to see, you know, how far these running backs really stretch in some of these simulators. Do the running backs get to 44 potentially? If you pass on one at 12, can one get to you at 44? And then what kind of running backs are you looking at in the third round as well? So, yeah, I think it was a lot of fun. It's definitely worth your time to give it a listen.
Yes, absolutely.
It's got rave reviews right now. I think it's the number one podcast in the world, actually. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, according to reports, it is really skyrocketing. Yeah. So that was great. Ass. Shout out to Brandon Hurtado and their brand new Dallas location. Make sure you swing by there. It leveled up in terms of just the environment. It feels like a 10 out of 10 nice restaurant. You have the outdoor area where they got the live band playing.
Beautiful.
What an experience. Hey,
can I give a little tip?
No.
About this place?
Yeah.
Hurtado?
What do you think, Will Chuck? Do you think you should?
Yeah, give us the tip. I want the tips. Go tip for tip.
Order the burger.
Yeah, dude. Okay, the burger was, I took one to go because everyone was raving about the burger. Bobby's like, best burger I've ever had. Eric Howes did.
Order the burger.
I'll get one.
I mean, he's delicious. Known for his barbecue, but, and I had a chance to visit with him, and I'm like, listen, your burger's fire. And he goes, man, I am so proud of that thing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the secret pro tip to going to any barbecue restaurant. Get their burger because oftentimes it's brisket trimmings that they're grounding up. And I know Hurtado grounds up their meat right there on location. It's just fresh to death. So that burger was great.
Yeah. My uncle, Sonny Bryans, in Dallas, is my uncle. And I used to come home from school from college. And I go and visit my uncle, and people didn't know that he made one of the best hamburgers, like with the bun, the pickle, the lettuce, tomato, all that stuff. I mean, everything was super fresh. And the patty, like you talked about with the trimmings. And like you think of a barbecue place, oh, they don't know anything about hamburger. Man, my uncle knew about cooking, one of the best I ever had. Hurtado's is, I'm seriously, right there with the way that it's put together.
Yeah.
Just the overall freshness, the toasting of the bun.
Fantastic.
Super, super stuff.
Which leads me to a new achievement that I can now throw on the resume. This is something, Walchuk, you know how passionate I've been about this for a long time, having a menu item in my honor. And that's where we head to Local Craft Barbecue in Newark. And Steve Blunt, his brother, and Rocky, they've been dominating barbecue in New York for a few years now. And
so Newark, New Jersey?
No, Newark, I'm sorry. Newark, Texas. It's over more my neck of the woods.
I was thinking you said, I think you, did
At
you
say
At
one point
New York?
I said New York.
Yeah, I was like,
it was
whoa.
A misspeak.
Okay.
But they came on my radar a little while back because I saw that they cook everything in beef tallow. So I was like, oh my gosh, this is exciting.
Yeah. Can you just go there so you can put it on your face?
Yeah, well, I was like, exactly. I get to moisturize and I get to eat. So it's like it was a win-win situation.
Just dunks his face.
Turns out Steve is a big time Tolo. So when I inquired about it, he was like, oh dude, would love to have you in. Well, now this is a family hotspot for us. We're hitting this constantly. It is unbelievable barbecue.
Great.
And so and I get the smash burger there often.
Yeah.
And he was like, dude, we need to make you a burger. So he unveiled this weekend. It's the Big Chief is what they're calling it. Two smash burger patties with cheese, of course, and Kraft sauce. Crispy pork belly.
It's very kosher of you.
With mustard sauce, lettuce, pickles,
mustard
and onions.
Mustard sauce. I knew they were going to do the mustard
had
sauce.
Had to be some type of mustard.
No, yeah, that was one of my few must-haves.
Yeah, you knew the mustard was going to be a part of this.
And it's on a tallow-grilled jalapeno cheddar bun. Are you freaking kidding me, dude? So this is now on the menu.
The picture looked incredible.
Like, oh, the picture, the picture.
You've had one? Have you
speaks
had one?
A thousand words. No, I'm going this week. I told Steve because we were actually at Hurtado when he sent me the photo of like, hey, finished product. Here it is. Yeah. I cannot wait to go try it. I would encourage everyone to do it. In Newark, Local Craft Barbecue, everything cooked in tallow. You've never eaten barbecue. You just stuff your face and then you're driving home and you're like, why don't I feel like I need to immediately get to a bathroom?
Yeah.
I feel clean. This is fantastic.
That'll do
this burger, and it's on the fan cam now, thanks to Carter. Look at that thing. an absolute masterpiece. How about with the crispy pork belly?
Oh, no,
so I said, you know, I love a little bacon action on there. And he's like, I got something better than that.
Yeah, the pork belly. Yeah.
Let me fry pork up in some tallow a pork belly to make the third layer. Because I also told him, like, I'm kind of a triple guy. And so he's like, well, let me do something special for that third layer of protein. So, if you guys were going to have a menu item in your honor, what would it be? Lucius, I really want to get your perspective on this as well. What would be your menu item if it was in your honor? 877-881-1053. We've got a handful of suggestions already from the Tolos. 940 would do a bone-in ribeye in their honor.
Yeah.
What a win. Getting a handful of textures, in particular the 469, that would like to have a foot-long coney in their particular honor. I don't know. I didn't know Serge Ibaka was such a fan of the program. Mm. Great to have you.
Any type of sandwich would be a win, but you know I'm a big egg roll guy. I think I'd love some type of egg roll.
Okay. And that's one thing that they actually have at local craft. They do like a Texas Twinkie, but it's in an egg roll.
I gotta come and try one of those.
Yeah.
I've gotta hit up this place with you and try one of these. Because the Texas Twinkie the other day at Hurtado,
I couldn't
hold back.
Okay. Again, like, Wolchuk, we had decoration on the table, like food decoration.
Barbecue decor.
Yeah.
Barbecue, the best kind.
Like, we had a camera focused on the food. My man went in and out on the decoration. Couldn't wait.
No, I know. I saw it
30 minutes later. I was like, we just need to eat this. And I knew they were bringing over another platter, so I didn't feel as bad about it. I'm like, we're going to get more decoration.
My man stood up.
There's two more Twinkies here. Just give me one of the damn three Twinkies, okay? I'm not waiting anymore.
My man just stood up and took the decoration off the table, like what we're using for our backdrop, like food backdrop.
Exactly.
Wolchuk's like, well, no. Like, people are like, oh, do they serve these in threes? Or they, no. Well,
no.
They're only two.
They serve them in twos now.
How can you expect to have an El Jefe plate from Hurtado sitting right in front of you and not dig into it?
I could have crushed all three right then and there. I mean, that in itself was enough.
Good. They are good.
They were fantastic.
We have the 214 says their item would be the chicken fried venison, country style gravy. You get the fried okra, mashed potatoes. That's Ty in Dallas.
Okay, Ty, I wonder if Ty and text back in. Matt Pittman just did that on his website. If you watch his show Meat Church, and on the YouTube stuff, he did the venison chicken fried steak. Well, it's venison fried steak.
I bet
chicken.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
Lucius, what do you think, man? You get a menu item.
So if we had a bar, I want a double cheeseburger with bacon, but you have to have it my way with extra mayo.
See, there
type
you go.
Vibes, you know what I mean?
Put your own twist.
No pickles, extra mayo, with some mustard on there. Little bit of ketchup too.
Oh, wow. Okay.
A little ketchup.
Trifecta of condiments.
You gotta eat it like I eat it.
Say hello.
The sloppy Lou.
The sloppy Lou.
With onion rings on the side, right? Onion rings 10 on out of 10. The side,
absolutely. Yeah.
I love it. All right, there it is. Best of the weekend, Wolchuk.
All right, let's do some NFL news of the day. Would you tag this player? We got Bullygate and the Super Bowl winning Tush Push. We hate the Tush Push. I can't speak English. We'll try and do better next on the fan.